So, hi everyone, I'm Bhante Sujata, welcome to Dhamma Threads, and I'm here to talk about a verse from the Theragata, verses of the senior monks, together with Leslie Christian. So for the verse, this time is verse number 120, Isidatta. Isidatta is a kind of interesting name. This is a monk who's known from a number of other discourses in the suttas, but the word Isi means a sage or a rishi. And Datta, Datta means given, and there was a number of stories you find in the Jatakas and various ancient Indian stories where children were like left in temples for various reasons, maybe an unwanted baby or something like that, and they'd sort of get left in the temple, and they'd be kind of raised by the rishi or the sage or the monk or whoever was there. So this is perhaps where the name Isidatta comes from, is from a child who's left in the temple and then raised by the priest or the monk who lives there. So whether that's the case in this particular one, I don't know, but I think that's where the name comes from. Anyway, so the verse itself. The five aggregates are fully understood. They remain, but their root is severed. I realize the end of suffering and attained the end of defilements. So this particular verse is, again, somewhat different in style from some of the other ones that we've looked at, and this one's much more a doctrinal verse. It mentions the five khandhas, of course, a well-known Buddhist sort of categories of the form, feeling, perception, choices, and consciousness. And these aggregates are never really kind of described in the poetry, like in the Theragata. It doesn't really go into them very much, but they're kind of assumed knowledge. Right? So the full understanding of the five aggregates is one of the it's a synonym or a way of referring to arahantship. So the aggregates remain, but their root is severed. In other words, I'm still alive, I'm still here, everything works more or less as it has done, you know. For an arahant, they still see, hear, smell, taste and touch, and the mind works pretty much in the same way that your mind or my mind works, in that kind of way, except the root of them is severed. In other words, the defilements that give rise to the akhandas, the aggregates in the future, have been made an end of, and so they just stay for a while, but ultimately they'll pass away as well. So this is the claim Isidatta is making here, to realize the end of suffering and the end of defilements. So Leslie, what did you think about this particular verse?
There's the differentiation, is there, between form and feeling?
Yes.
And I don't really understand that difference.
Okay. Form is basically matter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean... It's a very difficult word to translate.
Right.
Feeling is the tone, the if you like, the hedonic tone. It's pleasant, painful or neutral.
Right.
Whereas form means matter, but it's a bit more subtle than that, because it also, for example, it also includes energy. Right. So, for example, heat is one of the four elements. So it's matter and energy, all the physical phenomena. But it's even more subtle than that, because it mainly refers to the subjective experience of those physical phenomena.
Right. Okay.
So primarily your own body.
Right.
And the things which are perceived by your body.
Right.
You know, the objects of the senses and so on. So it's matter as seen from the inside, not as seen from the outside.
Is that seen then as an individual or as a general state?
Both. Yeah, okay. Both. But typically, it's most commonly referring to an individual. So the aggregates refer to that, the aggregate of that individual. Having said which, the rupa khanda, the aggregate of form, is explicitly defined as yang kinchi rupa, right? Whatever form, whatever material phenomena.
Okay.
Yeah. So actually is everything.
Ah, right.
But it most commonly is used in that context of an individual person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I see. So, so when they're fully understood, only then, the five aggregates, so only then is the end of suffering.
Yeah.
What about consciousness?
Yeah, so consciousness is the last of the five aggregates?
Yeah. What is consciousness?
What is consciousness? Briefly?
Yes.
Consciousness is the awareness of everything else.
Right. Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
It's used in, when we use the word consciousness in Buddhism, we're usually translating the Pali word vijnana, and it's used in a somewhat different sense than the word consciousness is used in Western psychology. So in psychology, consciousness typically means something like the sum total of your thoughts and feelings, right?
Yeah.
That's not what it means in this sense. It means it's just the simple, bare awareness of whatever's happening. In fact, sometimes, I mean, perhaps even awareness might be a better translation. What do you think?
Yeah, I understand what you mean by awareness. So awareness of one's senses.
Yeah, yeah. When you say consciousness, what kind of impression do you get? What do you think of when we think of consciousness?
As an experience, a consciousness, that I'm aware of both myself and everything, things around me, and that relationship, and that I'm questioning too, you know,
right.
That state.
Yeah, so it's actually quite a complex notion, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas vijnana is very simple, so quite pure. It's the awareness of all of that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe it's time that we change our translation instead of consciousness and awareness.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway.
Okay, thank
we'll
you.
We'll never get these things 100%, but we'll do our best. Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot, Lizzie.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for being with us, and see you next time.